finally, this afternoon, I want to invite another member who is this afternoon temporarily wearing the clothes of an international member in order to get onto the roster, and which has been agreed. I'd like to invite Alan Sutty, who is representing the Vision 2005 conference in London next year, to come and bring greetings, because this is a really important conference for the blindness sector, and he will bring you short greetings and news of that conference to end the reports and the greetings from the international family.
Thank you, Chairman, and greetings, delegates, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you a brief presentation. We are all here together in Cape Town because we share in a global mission to improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people around the globe. To make a real difference, we must all continue to learn and to share the best knowledge and practice available. In April 2005, the Royal National Institute of the Blind will be hosting, on behalf of the International Society for Low Vision Research and Rehabilitation, what will be the largest ever global blindness event, Vision 2005. Vision 2005 has six themes which will cover the everyday challenges for blind and partially sighted people across the globe. These include access to employment, access to technology, education across the lifespan, improving visual function, prevention of blindness, and access to clinical care and rehabilitation. This conference, as well as presentations by the world's leading experts, delegates will be able to join in roundtable discussions and network meetings on the topics that interest them. Traditionally, the Vision Conference is for professionals, researchers, and academics. At Vision 2005, RNIB aim to ensure that this is also an event for blind and partially sighted people, and in particular, WBU members. One of our opening keynote speakers will be Peter White, disability correspondent for the BBC. A totally blind radio and television journalist, Peter will help to set the conference agenda to ensure that the development of good practice reflects what blind and partially sighted people are saying that they want. So for the latest in cutting-edge scientific research, case studies based on excellent practice-based work, and an unprecedented networking opportunity, it is essential that you join us in London next April. Briefly, to tell you more about the attractions of London and how easy it will be for you to attend, I'll just hand over to my colleague, Vicky Cookson. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you a little bit more about Vision 2005, about London, and about how easy it will be for you to visit our great city. Now, first of all, I'll admit that we don't have quite as much sunshine in London as you do in Cape Town here, but what we do have is historic sites like Buckingham Palace, Big Ben, and the Tower of London. We have amazing art galleries and museums, which are mainly free to visit. We have the widest choice of cuisine anywhere in the world. You can eat the foods of over 200 countries in London. And we have some of the best shopping in the world as well. We'll be having lots of fun at the conference with parties and dinners throughout the 4 days. And we're running an exclusive trip to the Orbis Flying Eye Hospital, which will be in London especially for Vision 2005. The Flying Eye Hospital is an aeroplane equipped as a mobile teaching eye hospital, and it takes surgeons, nurses, and biomedical engineers to developing countries to train local colleagues in the latest skills and procedures. It's really important to us that you, the members of the World Blind Union, are able to participate in our conference. So I'll just tell you a few ways that will make you save money and make your trip to London more affordable. Firstly, we're offering a special 10% discount to World Blind Union delegates. And to get that discount, you just need to visit the RNIB stand in the exhibition hall. If you send 8 delegates from your organisation, you'll only pay for 7 of them, so one goes free. We've negotiated special hotel deals to suit all budgets close to the conference centre. And we can save you up to 50% off flights to London when you book through our agents. So do remember to come to the RNIB stand in the exhibition hall for your 10% discount. And I'll just finish by saying that if you're here at the World Blind Union Conference, you should also be in London in April.
That's about all from Main Menu this week. Don't forget, of course, it's your programme, and we would certainly welcome your submissions or ideas for items that you would like to hear in future weeks. Do drop us a line. We'd be delighted to work with you in developing your ideas into items which can be heard on Main Menu. The email address to write to is mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. I'm Dave Williams. And on behalf of Jeff Bishop and all the Main Menu team, until next time, bye for now.